Yankees and the Blue Jays at Rogers Center. Chris Carter asking Aaron Judge, is that Mr. Met up there telling us we're number one? Yankees looking to build on a 1-0 lead. Top of the first, Aaron Hicks with the sacks packed.
That one is driven deep to right field. It is going to be over the head of Bautista and up against the wall. Judge scores. Holiday scores. Here comes Castro. He will score. It's a bases-clearing double for Hicks. And the Yankees lead 4-0.
So, Chua, here's Sanchez. His line to deep left. It is high. It is far. It has gone second deck. Oh, did Sanchez cream that one? The Sanchino. He hits a bullet.
5-0 Yanks. Here's Gary Sanchez, blistered a home run into the second deck and left in the second.
And the pitch swung on there, goes to deep left. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Another bullet, another high line drive to the second deck in left. Gary Sanchez, the Sanchino. Oh, did he hit it? Gary is scary, his second home run of the game. This is a 2-run shot, and the Yankees take a 7-0 lead.
Sabathia has done a very good job. He got an early lead, and he's certainly worked it. Strike three. Carrera down looking. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tipped into the glove of Sanchez, and the pitch. 7th strikeout for Sabathia.
But Sabathia's been there all night long, and that's probably going to do it.
And that does do it as Girardi takes the ball from CeCe, 6 1/3 strong.
Yankees demolish the Blue Jays 12-2. CeCe Sabathia has won 4 straight starts. He has a 1.48 ERA in that span. Aaron Hicks becomes the first Yankee to drive in at least 6 runs in a game without hitting a home run since his current manager Joe Girardi back in 1999. Runs were aplenty for the Yankees on Thursday night as they pounded the Blue Jays 12-2. Half of those dozen runs driven in by Aaron Hicks. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi sharing his thoughts on the blowout win.
I mean, that it makes a big difference. It allows C to settle in. But, you know, I thought the real big hit was the hit that Hicksy got with 2 outs. Then we tacked one on the next inning with a home run from Gary, and we kept it after him. And we made him work really hard. He threw a lot of pitches the first inning, threw a bunch of pitches the second inning, and it made a difference.
You mentioned Hicks. What do you think of his night?
Just great. He's played really well all year for us. Wherever I put him, center, left, right, he's done the job. And, you know, it's probably one of the bigger nights that he's had in his career. But it's a great way to start, you know, 4 days here.
Joe, you think it's just consistency with Hicks? Or what's been the biggest difference? Because he looks like a different player from last year.
I think it's consistency. But I think, you know, he made some changes, you know, subtle changes, and worked really hard in the winter. And, you know, I think last year was frustrating for him, and he probably learned from it how to handle different things. And, you know, he's been a completely different guy, the guy that we hoped we would get, you know, when we made the trade.
You had said prior to the game, Gary Sanchez still hasn't been able to get on one of those hot streaks. Is this the start of a good thing for him?
I sure hope so, because he can do a lot of damage. You know, you get 2 home runs from him, 3 RBIs. You get 6 from Aaron Hicks. And, you know, it's a couple from Headley, and everyone contributed a bunch of hits tonight. So, yes, I hope so.
Said in the last week you saw kind of an outbreak coming from Sanchez. What did you see that, you know, suggested that you might see a night?
Yeah, we just thought, you know, his swings were better. We thought he just missed a few pitches here and there. We, you know, we liked the work that he had been doing in the cages with our coaches, and his approach seemed to be, you know, getting better as well. And, you know, those are 2 big home runs, you know, to tack one on in the second and then a couple more later on. Makes it much harder for them to come back because we know how explosive they are.
Joe, what kind of impact does having Judge protecting Sanchez have on
why he's kind of decision? Oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think Matt Holliday was pretty good too. But, you know, as I told you, you know, we started Aaron 7th and we moved him up to 5th, and he continued to clear hurdles. He has a big RBI in the first inning tonight. You know, so we just kind of liked it. I think he's kind of grown into that spot. That's why we moved him. And, you know, he's also very athletic in that spot, too.
Maybe lost in all the offense. It's the job that Sabathia did. What was working for him?
You know, I think it's the cutter was really good again tonight. I think his sinker was pretty good. And I think his changeup and slider were good, too. So I think he had everything tonight. It's a very dangerous lineup. You know, he controlled it. He, you know, it looked like in the second inning he got a little trouble. He gave up the 2 hits. Then he got 3 big outs. You know, Tulo's, you know, you look at his numbers against left-handers, as good as anyone in the game. And he was able to get a big out there and got a couple more big outs after that.
Strider's been very tough on you over the years. What was the difference tonight, or was your approach different?
You know, I mean, I think our approach is the same. I think Gardy jumped on a high fastball. You know, sometimes, you know, you don't hit that. It kind of got us going, and then, you know, Hixie had a huge hit too. I mean, just a huge hit in that inning. Because he's the kind of guy that if he settles in, he can be really tough. And we never really let him settle in tonight.
When you see those two balls that Sanchez hits out, what does it tell you about his swing?
Well, they're line drives. They're just line drives. They go a long ways. I don't think he's overswinging. I think, you know, to be able to stay on a couple changeups like that, after he had been in front the first at bat, the young man has the ability to make adjustments, and he made it and put two good swings on him.
Your stat of the night comes courtesy of Aaron Hicks. He became the first Yankee since his current manager, Joe Girardi, back in 1999 to drive in six runs without hitting a home run. Here is Hicks talking about his big offensive night.
It feels good. You know, I felt like I was seeing the ball well today. And, you know, with that, became good at bats.
You also got some big contributions from Gary Sanchez. Joe Girardi said before the game he feels like he'll be getting hot soon. What could it mean to this offense if he continues to produce?
I mean, a lot. I mean, he's a big bat in our lineup, and, you know, we need him to produce, and today he did that. You know, with two home runs, I mean, those balls were hit hard, and that's what we need.
I was going to warn you. On the other side, that offense can do some damage, but CC Sabathia really kept them at bay. How impressive was that performance?
You know, CC was dominant today. He threw pitches where he wanted to, and, he was executing. And, that's the kind of pitcher that we believe he can be. And, you know, today he came out and showed it.
Blue Jays came in here winning 8 out of their last 9, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Do you guys feel like you made a statement the way you started off this series?
I mean, you always want to start the series off strong. And, today we did that, and it was a great start.
Almost overlooked amongst the 12-run barrage and the two-homer night from Gary Sanchez was a milestone for Brett Gardner as he reached his 1,000th career hit in the big win. Here is Gardner talking about that milestone with the media following the game.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I guess on one hand it's just another number, but on another hand, it's a lot of hits. So, it took me a while to get there. Starlin, I think, was 25 or 26 when he got 1,000. But, it's pretty special and something, I'm sure I'll find a special spot for the ball. And, happy about it.
See, they threw it to the wrong dugout?
What's that now?
They threw it to the Blue Jays dugout, the ball.
Oh, when they threw the ball out? Yeah, I wasn't looking at that, no.
Brett, does it mean more considering you've done it all as a Yankee?
I guess so. I mean, everything I've done is as a Yankee. I haven't played anywhere else. So, I take a lot of pride in that. And, just taking a lot of pride in being able to go out there and suit up every day and play with my guys. And, it was a good win tonight. And I thought CeCe threw the ball really, really well. We came out early and scored some runs, got a lead for him. And it was a fun night.
What was different about Estrada tonight that you guys were able to get to him so early?
I think we just stayed on some pitches. He left a few balls over the middle of the plate. Some guys stayed on some off-speed pitches, and some things went our way. I mean, Aaron Hicks had a big game. He had some big hits with guys on base, and guys did a good job of getting on base and laid off some balls in the dirt, some close pitches, and overall I thought we had a good approach against him.
The Yankees send Michael Pineda to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by Francisco Liriano.